I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to
And Another Thing.
I'm Marina O'Connell.
I'm Emma Dorn.
And this is the podcast where we contribute to, but not add value in any way, to the conversation.
I just had a biggie. I'm on my holiday, yay!
One biscuit and she's sugared up. She's sugar. Like she's had a whole pack of rubble gum or something like that.
Ooh,
rubble gum. Do you know what I cannot stop thinking about? And this happened weeks ago at this stage. This was a whole, at the start of August, which at my age of life, halfway to dead, you know what I mean? You know... The Manolo Blahniks that ended up in the bin at the Galway races. I think about those about 3 times a day. I don't think about the love of my life 3 times a day. I don't think about my mother. Okay, I think about my mother 3 times a day. Yeah. But maybe they're on par with my mom. Like that's... Why did they end up in the... I just feel like it's the downfall. Like this is where we're all about to fall off a cliff.
Would you... Like would that be something that would interest you?
Yes. Oh. Wait, she's looking at me, you shallow.
No.
Piece of, it's more that it is sort of one of these economic events, right? I think that this is the precursor to seeing an economic crash. Like Manolo Blahniks in the bin equals Ireland, buckle on to your belts, my friend.
Like they've taken the clip for reeling in the ears. They have it ready to go.
Yeah. Like Theresa Mannion got that clip day going 2023. That's what I'm going to think of. 2023, the year of the non-summer and the shoes in the bin. It's like when man fell on ice. Man falls on ice.
Yeah.
What was that? 2010. I'm like, okay, there we go.
Was it 2010? Was it only 2010?
If I don't get it right, then it
feels
means that
like
everything.
A million years ago. Now, so they have the Manolo Blahniks in the bin and then they cut to... Just shite, basically. Economic shite in Ireland. What song are they playing?
Oh, for 2023.
Would they play Jazzy? Step by step.
Oh, Jazzy will have to be there.
But I want a song that suits those shoes in the bin and then economic shite. Is there one? Am I ready? That was released this year, was it?
Oh, like... think of is all I was listening to today was Harry Styles, so I'm just like, as it was. I can't think of this song. The year isn't over. What was the song of the summer of 2023?
Oh God, I don't even know.
Because you've been out foreign at this stage, so you know that song that comes home from being out foreign when you were younger. And everyone's like, wait until you hear this song. It's amazing. It's about a Saturday night. Everyone's like, we've got Saturday nights. Oh, and next thing, Wakefield, Saturday night makes its way from the Balearic Islands to Ireland 4 months later. And you're like, Saturday night. And
it was so slow, wasn't it? So fucking slow.
Kids coming home being like, wait until you hear this song. I swear to God, when that's played on the beatbox, you're going to love it.
I was one of those loser kids that didn't go on foreign holidays and had to pretend that I knew what they were all talking about. Yeah, I love that song too. I love that song. Yeah, no, we were here all summer. All fucking summer, yeah, yeah.
The shoes, though. The Manolos. €660. They were brand new. They were brand new. I'd never get over it. Like, what excuse would you possibly come up with strolling into Brian Thomas?
Oh, yeah. Well, could you say that you got the box home and it turned out there was no shoes in it? I keep it nice and simple with the lion. Don't need to, you know what I mean? There's a small, that's not even a lie, because it's true that you did take the box home and you opened the box and you looked in it. The only little smidgy lie is that there was shoes in the box. And you're just kind of little white lie and saying there wasn't any shoes in it. So it's technically not lying.
And in that sort
you have to believe the lie. You have to believe the lie.
Okay. So,
not that I lie, but I'm just saying if one wanted to, believe the lie.
It just makes me think how delusional you are. And do you live actually in Shutter Island at all times?
Yes.
Yes.
But I would never buy a pair of shoes ever for €660.
Oh God, no, you wouldn't.
Not a hope.
What if a really super duper pair of Docs came out?
I think the most that I would pay for footwear, and now Docs pay for themselves because you can, you can wear them every day and you're walking in them and they're actual shoes. Manolo Blahniks aren't shoes.
They are shoes.
They're not.
They're shoes.
Yeah, but what are you going to do in them?
You're going to wear
I know
them?
Carrie Bradshaw's fucking around New York City.
Carrie who?
Bradshaw? What did I say? But normal people aren't wearing heels around doing their bits and their bobs.
They are.
Those kind of heels.
They are if they're stupid. And I'm talking about myself in this regard. Up until I turned 32, I was wearing heels like an idiot.
But I used to wear heels.
I know. I know.
Chunky ones, but they were heels.
Still heels.
A lot of heels. Now, the most I would spend on a pair of footwear, it would be, okay, 250 quid, I think, would be the absolute max I would go. Mm-hmm. And that would have to be something like a boot thing that I feel like I would, oh, I'll have for years, get the wear out of it, whatever.
Okay.
So I don't know, I can't remember how much the Docs are. No, they were a present, but I wear them all the time.
Yeah.
And I will continue to wear them for a good few years. So it would have to be something like that.
I have to say I've spent more on shoes. Definitely on a pair of boots that I've had for years.
And yeah, but you've had them for years.
Oh, cost per wear is ridiculously cheap because I have bought numerous pairs of knee-high black boots over the years.
Yes.
Never last. Always useless. Yeah. But a really good pair. They're going to last forever. All good.
Yeah, would you see something like that? I would. Or a big fuck off. Like, okay, the funeral coat, I would.
Mm-hmm. Have to. So much wear. So much wear. Like, you're not getting the same wear out of the wedding shoes as you are the funeral coat.
No. I mean, I'm sorry now. I don't know if I have any weddings left to go to. I'm sure there's a few. Maybe there'll be a few second weddings. Who knows, right?
But we're moving into that phase.
I know. If you think...
Are you not coming to mine?
You're not getting married. You are not getting married. And if you get married, I'll just borrow a pair of shoes off you. To go to your wedding. If you're getting married, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm getting a pair of shoes in pennies that I'm going to fucking be so annoyed at myself for getting.
Would you throw them into a bin for me at my wedding so that you could recreate it?
I will absolutely. That's where they will go.
Oh, I love that.
I will get a pair of shoes in pennies for the wedding and I will fuck them in the bin.
Recreate it for me. That would be such a nice gift.
Really? I would love it. Here, if that's all you want for your wedding, happy days.
But if I get a lot of bins placed around the place and people decide just for 4 minutes to throw their shoes into the bin, I'd be so happy. Just as a decoration it's like the Galway races before Ireland went through a massive crash all over again. Look what we're recreating. If people are listening to this going, stop saying it, Marina, it's going to actually happen. I'm joking. Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
But you can't everything's control fine. It anyway. Actually.
No, I do not control world markets.
No, this is off topic now. but
isn't this entire podcast?
I know, but I saw the other day, actually I'm going to look up her name because I've met her before and she's lovely. You probably have met her before. The wedding blogger, is that her name on Instagram? Oh yes, here we go. Do you know her? So, Sarah Kennedy, Irish wedding blogger. Yes, she put up a thing there. I just watched it today. It was about how much money you put in the envelope.
Yeah.
And if you're part of the bridal party, how much you put in the envelope?
Oh, good bit of money in the card, I think.
Well, this is what it's looking like. It's like 400 or 500 quid.
If you're part of the bridal party.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes no sense because you're spending more money on the wedding.
You're spending on the... What? You're spending on the hen? What else are you spending on?
But are you... Would you not be buying other bits and bobs?
Yeah, you're probably like last minute bits and pieces. An awful lot of brides are incredibly prepared. Yeah. So you're spending money... You're spending the extra money on the hen.
Yeah.
So the extra inflatables and all that kind of stuff.
We need more dicks in here.
And the big thing that seems to be the masks these days.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Mrs. whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah.
Then what? You probably, your room is getting paid for.
Okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure the bridal party's room gets paid for, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think so. I think a lot of my friends had their rooms paid for.
Okay.
I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Be my bridesmaid and find out.
Maybe Sarah needs to do a whole thing. What are you getting for being in the bridal party?
Because, you know, in America,
yeah,
never say yes to being a bridesmaid to any of your American friends because you got to buy the dress, you got to buy the shoes, you got to buy everything.
Oh, yeah.
Which is insane why anyone says yes to being a bridesmaid in America.
For the glory.
So she's saying 400 or 500.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people listening to this now who are going, that is absolutely disgraceful. That's insane.
Yeah. Would you know what I'm going to say now? If I ever get married, don't bother putting any money in an envelope.
Revolute.
No. Keep that money. Okay. Keep it to one side and have it there just in case, touch wood, I end up getting fucking divorced because that's when I'm going to need the cash. Do not think so. Give your mate money if she gets divorced.
You're...
Rather than when she gets married.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
And this is weird because I've thought about this a bit recently.
Oh, really?
I cannot imagine ever leaving him or him leaving me. Like, I can't imagine us breaking up.
You'd be fucked, let's just say.
Oh. Like, I can't tie my shoelaces.
Oh, you would be so fucked. Oh, you're fucked. You are fucked. Like, completely.
Like, I can't do anything. I survived for 33 years without him.
Yeah.
You know when you get into a relationship with someone... who's just really organized they do things.
Yeah, you delegate.
I have abdicated all responsibility for my life. Whereas for 33 years, I was able to do that stuff myself. Yeah. And now I just don't. I just have to relearn how to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have to take a couple of months off work, let's be fair. You would though. Just to.
Sure, you'd get me up in the morning.
Jesus.
I'm joking. That's a joke. I have my own vibrating alarm. It's fine.
Okay.
So I just, when you see a couple that have been together for years.
Yeah.
I think it's really sad. Unless they're a couple that you're like, you should never have gotten married in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Which happens.
Which happens. And you're like, oh, I'm so happy for you that you're finally going to break up. But God, my brain now doesn't function in a world where, you know, it's not the two of us.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine how unbelievably hard that is.
Mm.
To be like, oh, this is over now. What do I do? How do you separate? How do you divide a whole life that's been spent together? Whether it's 3 years. Imagine 20 years with someone.
Well, that's why I'm saying give them a little cash. Give your mate a little envelope.
Yeah, but can you imagine just the inflation? give them the money now. So the inflation is going to be insane. You're given 700 quid by the time that they break up. Now, is 500 not a bit much?
That's what I thought.
500 seems a bit much.
But I'm the cheap. See, in me and Shane's relationship, I'm the cheaper.
Hold on now. But that's for, that's
for bridal. But it's not that different if you're just regular wedding.
It is. It depends if you're
3 to 4.
It depends if you're single or in a relationship.
Yeah, but this was couples. This was couples.
A couple in a bridal party. It's 300. It depends how close you are.
Mm.
200 to 300? No, it's probably 300 to 400 now, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Normal couple? No.
What do you mean? What's an abnormal couple?
I'm saying not bridal party couple.
Okay. I thought you meant the couple that were getting married, like you'd give them a little bit more. I'm like, no, they're fucking weird. They need the cash. A normal couple getting married to each other. No, give them a good few. Give them a few quid. There's gonna be bills to pay down the road. She's fucking Oh my god.
This one never stops watching daytime TV. She's all over a place in the sun. There's issues.
I know. No, I just watched this divorce lawyer the other day, and he was talking about how people don't realise that when they get married, it's all 50-50, no matter what. And now a lot of, he said the way it is now, there's lots of women who they're the ones that would be paying the husband's, like American terms, alimony. But yeah, it would be the same here.
Mm-hmm.
But he said in lots of cases he's seen, the men don't take it. They won't accept it. Like as a kind of, I don't want her paying for me. Like, you know,
yeah,
stereotypical gender norms or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I don't want her paying for me. Where it's like, well, no, like when you were married, she was obviously the main breadwinner. So, but like it's all, he was saying a lot of people don't realize like when you get married, it is literally, it's a big, huge contract, but nobody talks about it. No one gets like, you know, the prenup thing and all that. Because I got a few quid for going on tour. So I want to look into Imagine like I'm with Shane for 16 years. Imagine me turning around and we're like, oh, we should get married, like, because it is a legal agreement.
Are you and not common law at this stage? Is that a thing in Ireland?
No, it's not.
You're not common law. No,
people talk about this like it's, I don't think it's a thing. I think it's a bit like squatters' rights or something.
That's a thing in Ireland.
Yeah, but I think common law, but like if I croak it and he's left the house, he still has to, he doesn't just get to have the house, he has to pay massive like tax bill on it and stuff.
There is no such thing as a common law husband and wife.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Yeah. Irish legislation, but there are cohabiting couples.
Yeah.
And as a cohabiting couple, you have rights. So...
But you don't have the same rights as a married couple, obviously.
No.
And for your old tax bill, it'd be better if you were married.
Yes.
So, again, it's coming down to money, guys.
Anyone who's listening right now, who's had a long-term relationship and it has gone kaput.
Yeah.
How do you get your head around something like that? Can you ever imagine just one day being like, oh, this is over now? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's been a long week. I can, yeah. I fucking can. I can imagine it real nice. I'd have this little apartment and just be me floating around, and I'd get into like upholstery, and I'd wear like linen pants because I'd have time to iron them. No, I know, totally, because
do you think you're Diane Keaton in a Nancy Myers movie all of a sudden? Wow.
No, I just think it's crazy, like the way we're kind of, it's so normalized, people getting like divorced or splitting up, but it's such a huge thing to go through in your life. It's very like, because remember I told you before, me and Shane had a breakup 4 years ago, like before Joe and Tommy, but we were very locked in at that point, like we'd been living together and everything. There's periods from around that time, there's big chunks of my memory that are completely gone. I can't remember, like, I find it very hard to, if stuff happened around that time, I can't figure out timelines of things. So it's completely on autopilot and doing that thing of like, oh no, I'm absolutely fucking grand, never been better. You know what I mean? Like putting the face on.
But you had a proper breakup.
Oh yeah, yeah, proper breakup.
For how long?
I would say like, defo like 3 months, 3-4 months. Okay. And then kind of gradually got back in touch. I rang him when I was pissed. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll reckon up old history here, lads. So, but yeah, I see photographs from the time. I'm like smiling, whatever. I'm like, don't remember that.
Wow.
Don't remember that.
So you kind of had to compartmentalize the whole situation to cope with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Big style. Yeah. So like if you met me and you didn't really know me, you'd be like,
Scrant.
Scrant seems grand or whatever, but didn't want to kind of own up to the thing and admit that it was a huge thing, because obviously you're like, well, I functioned completely normally before I had this person in my life. And at this point, like, we didn't have any kids, or like, you know, there wasn't really like, I mean, a couple of things, but there wasn't really like belongings.
Yeah.
That, you know,
you went to IKEA.
Yeah,
or you had a Billy bookcase.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Or there wasn't a whole load of stuff that we had purchased as a couple. And so I kind of was like, yeah, I wasn't prepared to, I wasn't in a state of being able to acknowledge that it had such an effect on me at the time.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, oh, people break up all the time and, you know, relationships fall apart all the time. But it's still massive.
But very few people will go into, I know certainly people have gone into relationships being like, this is for the short haul, grand. And they might actually end up with that person.
Yeah.
But you're not going into something serious to kind of think in 20 years if this is over. Once, my mother.
Oh, yeah.
The sociopath that she is. Asked me, we're on our way into the Crescent Shopping Centre, as we did every Thursday, to the big shop.
Are we getting sponsored by them at this stage?
Wow.
Do you mention them a lot? You talk about me with Rathfarnham. You mention Crescent Shopping Centre a lot.
All right, Nutgrove, Rathfarnham, the 50 ones you talk about continually. Just because a lot of my life took place in the Crescent Shopping Centre.
Exactly. That's hello. My quarter way. You and your mom.
Hello to everyone from North Kerry, Clare, Tipperary, and of course Limerick. Great day at the Crescent Shopping Centre. So we're going in
to Crescent Shopping Centre.
And this was around the time that I think it must have been, was the divorce legislation. Or were they getting ready to do another referendum?
Okay.
And we're walking in and Mam's like, get ready to do the big shop. I'm like, gonna get a muffin. This is amazing.
Yes.
So if we split up, if me and your dad split up, who are you going with? I was like, sorry, what now? Sorry,
oh,
who now,
God.
What now, where now, what's happening now? Just apropos of nothing. Just talking to a child. I was like, sorry, is there something wrong? Do I need to know something? Is everything okay?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And I'm just kind of looking at her weird.
What age are you
And
now?
I said, 10.
10, yeah. I thought about 10, yeah.
And I said, well, what are, like, do I need to know something here? And she said, no, I'm just wondering, you know, there's something politically happening in the world, and this is for a divorce. This is when she was proper Catholic. And I just kind of went, right, yeah, I'd be really, but I could see both of you, right? And she said, yeah, totally fine. And I went, okay, obviously you. Like that.
Did you, yeah.
Like that. What a little madam. It's been like, she lets me get away with everything and but dad doesn't.
But that's pure kid stuff though.
It was, well, no, she shouldn't have. She knew she was asking and I was going to say it was going to be her. Because she let me get away with absolutely everything where he was the disciplinarian.
So she was just...
Oh, she was having a little ego boost.
Shitstorm.
The pup. I think about it. Like, don't do that to your child. That's not the right thing to do.
For shits and giggles. Yeah. When you're looking for, like, the freshest bread in the shopping centre. What are we going to have for dinner tonight? And come here, who do you prefer, me or your dad?
What's going to be on the back of the receipt? Is there going to be a 3-for-1 McDonald's? Like, or whatever. You remember the backs of the receipts? So... That's what I was concentrating on. And she pops out with this question. And now I think about it, I'm like, is that just a fun thing the parents can do?
Oh, fucking hell. Well, look, Ireland.
You got to test your kids sometimes and find out if you're the favourite parent, because we all know you've got a favourite kid.
Don't have a favourite kid.
Yes, you do. You all no, have you a go favourite to, you, kid.
Different ones are your favourites at different times.
I love that. It's like, so, you know.
Oh, when it's not locked in.
You know when you really like a pair of jeans, they look really good on you. And the next thing you like a different pair of jeans, you're going to look better. That's what happens. It just depends how you're feeling.
It's just how it depends how you're feeling and what one you're vibing with better at that time. If one of them's being an L, kiss me arse, mopey face, and the other one's all the crack, you're going to be buzzing with the one that's all the crap.
When your children are older and you've got an older one, but when they're all older.
Yes.
And they're all caught up. You will, like, by the time you're in 25, 30 years, your favorite kid's locked in. I'm pretty sure, looking at my parents.
You see, I think I won't know who the favorite is until they're all grown up. Now, obviously, Ella does say Tommy, but he's the baby. But he's definitely not my favourite. But you see, I always feel if there was going to be a favourite, like Ella has a real... It was me and Ella on our own for like a good few years before anyone broke it, before anyone penetrated that.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't... I don't think she appreciates that part of it as well.
Yeah, but she will get to a space where she's very comfortable going, I'm mum's favourite, it's fine, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Because we all get to a space where we're like, you can look your parent in the eye going, I know it's me, calm down.
Well, my parents' favourites have definitely changed, but I think your mother asking you who would you choose to live with is pretty... That's just El Shitster and...
I think it was real, you know, Catholic Ireland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The whole country's going to fall into the sea.
It was very close.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, but... It was very much the whole country's going to fall into the sea. The parish priests every Sunday were shouting from pulpit. Like this was, oh, then we're going to have abortion. Then we're going to have this. Then we're going to have that. And they got.
And we did then.
and we haven't fallen into the sea climate change.
Did you notice that after the divorce referendum came in, that's when they start getting real strict about the Salbadine. Coincidence? Because Salbadine used to be basically fucking cocaine. And you could, the mass could get as much of it as they wanted. Divorce comes in. Then it's like, oh no, sorry, you can't. Oh, no. We're taking that away from you. That's all I'm saying about that.
That's it.
Conspiracy?
Yes.
I think not. It's true. Yeah. And the other thing is, Ireland has one of the lowest divorce rates in the world. And people think it's great. Oh God, we all must be so fucking in love. No, nobody can fucking afford to live separately. And that's what's keeping us together. What's Shane going to do? Where would he go? He's a painter decorator. What's he going to do? House share and fucking Ballymount. Six lads. He doesn't know. I don't think so. You better get to grips with my personality because we're stuck with each other. Where am I going to go? What the fuck am I going to do?
You've got your parents, you see.
Oh, but I mean, come on. I could do for a couple of weeks to fucking make a point about something, maybe, and a push.
That is... the thing that's happening isn't a couple forced to stay together because
100%.
We live in a society. I saw this on Reddit and I've never heard. I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. You know the way everything these days, it's become subscription based.
Yeah.
Come on in there, babes. We're still talking. Sorry.
We're just talking about divorce.
Yeah. Are you still talking? We're talking about something that you saw on Reddit. The subscription thing. Gone away. No. We'll be 2 seconds.
I feel like we've been caught riding or something. That's... I'm just saying. We were just recording a podcast, weren't we? I was like, what?
You quietly left the house.
I hope he's two getting married. Be up there whispering. And you take maybe. You don't have a partner. You have a servant. He's bringing in the shopping and he's afraid to speak.
Where is our recording studio?
In your...
entire house.
It's spacey in your bedroom. Right, let's wrap it up so this man can find his voice again. You're stuck in the car. And you probably got you all the things that you like. As well in the shop.
Oh, into cream crackers. So there is this thing that...
Oh my God. My stomach hurts.
There is this thing that he saw on
Reddit.
Oh
yes, and he was saying, I forgot this is where we're going to talk about.
We live in now a subscription-based society. So yeah. There was this Miele or Bosch or some sort of a...
Yeah.
Washing machine was trying to get people to subscribe to the service rather than just being allowed to wash your clothes.
Yeah.
If you wanted to move house with your washing machine, you'd have to subscribe so that it would get hooked up to the new house you were going into.
Okay.
Insanity, right?
Yeah.
And then someone on Reddit was like, but this is what they're trying to do when you talk about Disney Plus, all those kind of things.
Yeah.
They want us to subscribe to things you mightn't even use, but it becomes a subscription-based life. So that's why they want everyone to be renting. Because then you're subscribed. You will never own anything ever, 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 ever. You just keep on paying for stuff that you don't have and that will never be yours. And I just went, oh my God, that is so true. And it's really depressing.
So what's really depressed me is that would have been the perfect conversation to launch our Patreon. And we don't have one. And neither one of us want one. Would not have been perfect. Hey, if you want to subscribe to us. But you can do it for free. Because we can't be arsed.
Do hit the unsubscribe. What is it subscribe there?
Subscribe is free.
Oh yeah, it's free. Okay.
It's free.
I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Doran.
And this was...
And Another Thing.
Part of the Acast Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.